And we're going to focus now on one of the many bargaining chips in this ongoing budget crisis, and that is the tax on medical devices. The 2.3% sales tax covers everything from MRI machines to replacement hips, possibly even surgical gloves. The tax was imposed to help pay for the Affordable Care Act. It didn't attract much attention at first, at least not outside the medical world. But as NPR's Peter Overby reports, device manufacturers have been lobbying hard to undo that tax.
House Republicans have made repeated efforts to kill the tax. Last month, Minnesota Congressman Eric Paulson introduced an amendment to do that. He cited a petition with signatures from 975 groups.
975. The signers include the Chamber of Commerce, the National Association of Manufacturers, numerous doctors and physicians and healthcare groups.
Democrats had opposed any changes to the health care law. Senate Finance Committee Chairman Max Baucus last month dismissed changes in the medical devices tax. He told Politico the industry had agreed to it when the bill was being written and, quote, a deal's a deal. But even Democrats have started softening that hard line. Here's Illinois Senator Richard Durbin, the chamber's second-ranking Democrat, in a recent CNN interview.
We can work out something, I believe, on the medical device tax. That was one of the proposals from the Republicans, as long as we replace the revenue.
And late last week, a bipartisan compromise in the Senate included the idea of delaying the tax for 2 years. Maine Republican Susan Collins spearheaded the proposal. She cited the lobbying campaign's work as she said the tax
will cause the loss of as many as 43,000 domestic jobs, according to industry estimates.
Estimates that are crucial to the lobbying. Minnesota is the home to Medtronic, one of the industry's giants. The company's CEO said last fall that Medtronic likes to, quote, focus on things we can control. Medtronic did not respond to an interview request today. But one of Minnesota's senators is a leader of the anti-tax campaign. Democrat Amy Klobuchar gave industry advocates some advice this summer.
I think that at the beginning of this battle, people didn't understand in Congress how many medical device manufacturers they had.
Making things like surgical gloves, which may or may not be covered under the IRS rules.
I think just making the case at home and also back in Washington makes a difference.
And that is what the medical device industry has been doing, quietly but assiduously. Cook Group, the largest privately owned maker of medical devices, boosted its lobbying outlays significantly in the past 2 years. It's also working with an industry consultant, Joe Hage, on a website called no2.3.com. The website collects stories of anger and anguish from the small business people who run a lot of the companies. It also has a petition to repeal with 11,000 signatures. It's all fueled by a LinkedIn group that Hage runs.
The medical devices group is not in league with Washington lobbyists directly.
But he quickly adds,
we'd like to think that this effort complements their effort by giving them another bow in their quiver.
Still, it's hardly clear whether those efforts will move votes or whether the whole tax question will be just a pawn in the much larger debate over the budget and the debt limit. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.